Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share with you a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sexuality, and then have a short conversation about it. For full in-depth episodes, keep tuning in each Friday. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. Just click on the podcast button on the top of every page and you'll find a complete podcast archive. And you can also browse using our handy dandy sex index, where we index everything by topic so you can quickly find what you're looking for. On this episode, I want to share with you the results of a recent sex survey. The research was just published in the Journal of Sex Research. And it's all about sexual satisfaction. We know that most people want to be sexually satisfied in a long-term relationship, and they want to keep the passion alive for the long haul. And for most of us, these are clear goals, but what are the proven strategies to make it happen? This recent research, led by David A. Frederick of Chapman University, was designed to look at sexual satisfaction in long-term relationships. The study surveyed over 38,000 men and women who have been in a relationship for more than 3 years, and they used large mainstream websites to gather survey participants. The survey asked about sexual satisfaction in the first 6 months of a relationship in comparison to current sexual satisfaction, and then went on to take a look at what behaviors were most associated with reports of sexual satisfaction and passion in long-term relationships. And so the study revealed some interesting patterns about sexual satisfaction, and I have to say, none of it is super surprising. These are behaviors that we've been talking about for a long time in the sex education community, but it's always really great to have scientific research back up our claims about what creates sexual satisfaction and to provide some hard data about what behaviors work for the couple surveyed and what's kind of most important when we're looking at sexual satisfaction. So I don't think any of us are surprised by the results of this research, but comforted, and it's really great to have it back up the claims that we make and what we see work in the couples we work with and in the anecdotal evidence that we gather as sex educators. So the first major pattern they revealed was that sexually satisfied couples use a wider range of sex acts in the bedroom to stay interested and engaged with one another. The study asked about 17 different sex acts, and the satisfied couples had way more variety in their sex life when compared to the dissatisfied couples. Here's a quote from the lead researcher, David Frederick. Sexual satisfaction and maintenance of passion were higher among people who had sex more frequently, received more oral sex, had more consistent orgasms, and incorporated more variety of sex acts, took the time to set a mood, and practiced effective sexual communication. So there is a mini list of all of the behaviors that are correlated with sexual satisfaction. He goes on to say that almost half of satisfied and dissatisfied couples read sexual self-help books and magazine articles, but what set sexually satisfied couples apart was that they actually tried some of the ideas. And we will get back to that idea in a minute. So let's look at this. The research revealed that sexually satisfied couples engaged in a wider variety of sex behaviors. And so these included things like cuddling, gentle and deep kissing, laughing together during sexual activity, which I think is a great one. Incorporating humor into your sexual activity is a really important thing to do. And then they incorporated more acts of sexual variety, like trying new positions, acting out fantasies. They also set romantic moods by doing things like lighting candles and playing music. And then finally used effective sexual communication, such as saying things like, I love you during sex, offering praise for things their partner was doing well, sending suggestive texts earlier in the day to start getting the mood set. And again, these are all things that we recommend all the time, but it's really interesting to see them laid out like this as just basically a list of 17 different things that sexually satisfied couples do. And, you know, this leads to things, of course, like having sex more frequently and having more orgasms. Because when you try a variety of things and you can communicate well and you take time to set the mood, this, of course, leads to more orgasmic sex, which then may lead to more frequent sex. So it's really creating this positive chain of events. And then there's this piece about reading sex advice and acting on it. I thought this was a really interesting point in the study where they found that sexually satisfied and dissatisfied people read about the same amount of sex advice, but the ones that actually acted on the advice and tried new things and techniques were the ones that reported being more satisfied. So just like you won't get physically fit watching sports, you don't gain sexual satisfaction just by reading advice or listening to a podcast like this one. We can suggest all the new activities and strategies for you, but you only get the benefit if you take action. So that was a really important reminder that it's really in your hands to act on new strategies, to try new things, to initiate new kinds of activities if you want to be sexually satisfied in the long term. And of course, there's this bi-directional relationship between the behaviors that create sexual satisfaction and the feeling of being sexually satisfied. And this is something the study couldn't answer with their data, is which comes first. It's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. Do sexually satisfied couples try more novel acts in the bedroom? Or does trying more novel acts make a couple more satisfied? The answer clearly is both are true. Just like in other areas of your life, behavior can change attitudes and beliefs, and of course, changing your attitudes and beliefs changes your behavior. And so how do we put this survey to use in our life? Well, if you're already sexually satisfied, keep trying new things, keep communicating, try new strategies and techniques all the time, and you will maintain your sexual satisfaction in the long haul. And if you're less than satisfied, nothing can be lost in trying some of these behaviors out, trying on some of the behaviors that sexually satisfied couples report work for them may just work for you. So there's 17 behaviors and 6 communication strategies that this study looked at. We're going to put them on the podcast episode show notes page over at pleasuremechanics.com. This is episode 186. And look at this list and think about what of these 17 behaviors is something that you are willing to try out. What is your relationship ready for? It could be something as simple as scheduling a date night, lighting a candle, and relaxing together naked. It could be exchanging massage, which of course we were thrilled was on the list and was actually one of the highest indicators of sexual satisfaction, was exchanging massage, which we've known to be true forever here at Pleasure Mechanics, but I loved seeing that on the survey. So look at this list of 17 behaviors and communication strategies and think about what could you do more of. Maybe it's saying I love you during sex. This was a behavior that many sexually satisfied couples reported doing, saying I love you while making love, or laughing while making love. Maybe you need to be a little bit more lighthearted in your sex life. Think about it, look at this list, and try out one or more of these behaviors. Then report back to us about how it worked for you. Did it create a little bit more sexual satisfaction in your sex life? I love the idea of sexual satisfaction. It's not about comparing your sex life to anyone else's. It's about, are you satisfied with your sex life as it is now? If you are, beautiful. Let's continue to make it work. If you're not sexually satisfied, knowing that there are things you can do to get there. There are ways of moving your relationship closer to the point of sexual satisfaction and then maintaining that and continuing to optimize. That's what we're all about here at PleasureMechanics.com. We are your cheerleaders and your allies in creating sexual satisfaction in your life. So come on over to PleasureMechanics.com, check out all that we have to offer, and be in touch with us. We love hearing from you. I'm Chris from PleasureMechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.